we're going to take a slightly more sombre tone now to the programme, because when the Scottish author Ian Banks found out he had gallbladder cancer and was unlikely to live longer than a year, he surprised many people, in fact everyone apart from a close circle of friends, by publicly revealing the news of this on his website. Well, with his signature dark humour, he wrote that he was officially very poorly. He said he had proposed to his girlfriend by asking whether she would do him the honour of becoming his widow. Now, if death makes most people feel rather uncomfortable, the idea of talking about and facing your own death, well, that is almost unthinkable. But our colleague, the BBC News correspondent Helen Fawkes, has had to think about it. She is 41 years old and she's currently going through chemotherapy. She gave us her thoughts on how to make the most of however many months or years remain of your life.
It was on Christmas Eve that I found out I had incurable cancer. I was devastated to be told that I had between 6 months and 5 years to live. It means that the worst-case scenario is that I'll be dead by July. The news wasn't totally unexpected. I'd spent most of last year being treated for the disease. I wrote a blog about my battle. I thought I'd won, but I hadn't. When I was told it was back for good and would kill me, like Ian Banks has just done, I decided to go public. It was a strange sensation reading about my own impending death, both on my blog and in the newspapers. It was so shocking, it was like I was reading about someone else. It may be difficult to understand how you can ever come to terms with something so horrific, but I actually feel lucky to still be alive. I was first diagnosed with the disease more than a decade ago. Back then, the surgery and chemotherapy was a success, even though it made me incredibly ill. During the months I spent in bed, I came up with what I called my list for living. This was a wish list of 10 things I'd always wanted to do. The aim was to have no regrets and live for the moment. Within weeks of finishing my treatment, I'd moved to Moscow, and I ended up becoming a BBC foreign correspondent. I pretty much did everything on the list and had the most amazing adventure abroad. I did more than I could have ever imagined. I'm so glad that I made the most of the time I had when I was living without cancer. Now I know that I'll die sooner rather than later. It's changed the way I view life. It's given me such clarity about what's really important. I can understand why Ian Banks has said he wants to spend the quality time he has left seeing friends and relations. It's the same for me too. I want to focus on the living, not the dying, on the people who mean the most to me. So I've come up with my second and final list for living. It's a fantastic excuse to have some great experiences with family and friends, also to visit the places I love or have always wanted to see. There are 50 fabulous things on my new list, and I've already started doing them. The first thing I ticked off was going to Paris for the day, just for lunch, with a group of friends. I plan to see penguins in the South Pole, skydive, and visit Stonehenge at sunrise. There are a few crazy things on there too, but I'm not quite sure that I'll ever get into space. That won't really matter. My list for living is a way of creating wonderful memories with the people I love. Often, it's the small moments you share which are so precious. Getting his diagnosis prompted Ian Banks to get married. He said that he asked his partner to become his widow, adding that ghoulish humour helps. Well, it certainly does. You shouldn't take life too seriously, however much or little you have left.
Helen Fawkes, and Helen has been writing about her experiences at helenfawkes.wordpress.com.